Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tuf Mem Gimel, and we are up to Sif Beis. And a little bit of an intro will be very helpful in order to understand this Sif. Okay, as you all know, someone who is in possession of someone else's chametz, a Yisrael who is in possession of someone else's chametz, so if he has achrayis, let's say he's in possession of a goy's chametz, if he has achrayis towards that chametz, if he has responsibility for that chametz, then he has an obligation to get rid of the chametz. But here we're talking about a different case. We're talking about with a Yisrael, a Jew, has in his hands, has in his house, the chametz of another Jew. So the other Jew who owns the chametz has to get rid of his chametz. But it's in someone else's house. So let's say Reuven's chametz is in Shimon's house. So what does Shimon do? At the time when he has to get rid of the chametz, Reuven's nowhere to be found. Right? So now what is his obligation? What does he have to do? Okay? So now, when someone has someone else's object in his house, so if he has it there for free, he is what is known as a shomer, right? He's known as a shomer chinam on that chametz. If you're a shomer chinam, you're only obligated to pay for something that happens to the object if you were negligent. If you're a shomer sachar, you're obligated if the object was lost or stolen. You're always off the hook unless you're a shoel, unless you borrow the item. You're always off the hook if there was an ones, if there was something crazy happened. So here we have a situation where the Jew is holding on to someone else's chametz is a shomer for that other guy. So does he have an obligation in terms of shmira? If he's a shomer chinam, does he have an obligation to go ahead and sell it for the other guy or get rid of it for the other guy? So that's what we're going to see right here. Here we go. Yisrael shall yabiyado chametzo shall Yisrael. A Yisrael, we'll call him Reuven. He has in his possession the chametz of Yisrael Acher. So Reuven has in his possession the chametz of Shimon. Bepikadon. Right? He has a pikadon, meaning he's watching it. He's watching, Reuven is watching Shimon's chametz in his house. So what does he do with it? So he says, Ya'akvenu ad shah chamishis. You hold on to it until the fifth hour, the beginning of the fifth hour, we'll see. Meaning, because the owner might come back for it. So you hold on to it until then. Bimlo babalav, if the owner, namely Shimon, doesn't come back, then what should he do in the fifth hour? Yimkerenu le'ene Yehudi. He could sell it, and he should sell it, he has to sell it to a non-Jew. So it's a fascinating thing. Reuven has Shimon's chametz. It's now the fifth hour. Shimon never comes back for the chametz. So Reuven has an obligation to sell that chametz for Shimon. Now, how could he sell Shimon's chametz? How could he do that? I can't sell your object. Can I go ahead? I want to go ahead and sell your Mishnah Berurah to someone. Can I do that? Of course not. But here, this is what's called the principle of Zachin La'adam Shelo B'fanav. A person can become a shliach for someone else if it's definitely good for him. So the fact that it's definitely good for Shimon, for Reuven to sell his chametz, because otherwise the chametz will become aser bahana, and Shimon won't have anything in that chametz. So the fact that it's good for Shimon if Reuven will sell it. So Reuven not only is allowed to sell it, he has to sell it to help out his fellow yid. Okay, so that's what he does. V'imlo b'macharo, and if Reuven doesn't sell it, he is chayiv levaro bizman isuro. Then if for whatever reason he didn't sell it, he has to get rid of it. Meaning, he has to sell at the beginning of the fifth hour, and if he, for whatever reason, we'll see, he didn't sell it, then he has a chiyuv to get rid of it. Afilum eino chayiv b'achriyaso. Even if he's not chayiv at all, listen carefully, if something happens to it, meaning, even if it's just in his possession, he has an obligation to get rid of the chametz, and this will all be spelled out in the Mishnah Berurah now. So now look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud. Yakvena ad shah chamishis. So what does Reuven do with Shimon's chametz? He holds on to it until the fifth hour. Rotolomar b'tchilaso, meaning the beginning of the fifth hour. If you remember, you're allowed to eat up until the beginning of the fifth hour, and you could have hana, you could benefit from it up until the beginning of the sixth hour, midrabanan. So what he's saying is, you wait until it no longer can be eaten, then that whole hour that you have to still benefit from it, that's when you can still benefit from chametz, that's when you have to sell it. So the beginning of the fifth hour, that's when it has to be sold. He should not sell it earlier than that. Why? Shemi yavo bala v'yikachenu. Maybe the owner will come back and take it. So you don't go ahead and sell it before. He might want to go take it and eat it or do whatever. You can't go sell it. But once it's already the point where the owner can't eat it anymore, it's just that hour where it's mutter b'hana and he can sell it. So then that's when Reuven will sell it. Got it? So up until the fifth hour, Reuven has to hold on to it. And then he sells it, like with his chametz. That's when we sell our chametz. You don't know because the rabbi does it for you. But he sells it right in that last hour, in the fifth hour, before the sixth hour. That's when the chametz is sold. So Sifkat Mir Aleph, Yim Kirena La'akum. Now, what's the pshat? Why does he have to go ahead and sell it to a non-Jew? Why does he have to, what's his obligation? Why not just wait, and then if he doesn't come back, get rid of it? You know, because that's the chiyuv. So he says, Tahavale Kimeshav Aveda. Because this is considered like a Hashavas Aveda. If your Reuven has Shimon's chametz, and you have the ability to sell it and save Shimon money, right? Because again, if he sells it, then Shimon can get his chametz back after Pesach. If he doesn't sell it, it goes bye-bye. So therefore, Reuven has a mitzvah obligation of Hashavas Aveda. That's what he says. Tahavale Kimeshav Aveda. If he didn't sell it, it'll become asabana. So it's like a shavas aveda. And now he says, let's say he has a suffix that maybe because it's so late already, and it's at the fifth hour, that he's not going to be able to find someone at that last moment to sell it to. So then then he could sell it earlier. In other words, if he's worried that in the fifth hour he's not going to find a guy, so then he can go ahead and sell it earlier. Came bear. This is what the Makor Chaim says. The Divrei Magen Avram Vayim Ber Lacha. Old Kasu. He then goes in and he writes the Magen Avram Ushar Achronim. The Makoim Sheyachol LeMachro. So the Magen Avram and the other Achronim, they all write that in a place where you could go ahead and sell it to a non-Jew, LeMachro LaAkum VeYachzelo LaAkum Achar Pesach Keminag Mechiras Chametz Shelanu Aser LeMachro Mechit Mechira Chaluta. He says, in places like we have, like for example, where we sell it and then the guy gives it back, so that you should do. If you're in a place where they do that, you should do that. Because you shouldn't go ahead and sell it for good and now just give the Shimon back money if you can get him back his chametz the way we get back our chametz. In other words, if you're in a community, see, some places, they don't do this. They just sell chametz and they don't rely on the what's called the mechira, where the guy gives it back, they mamash sell it and give it away or whatever. So if they just sell it and they don't get it back, so then you sell it and you give the Shimon the money for the chametz. But if it's a place where the guy after Pesach gives back the chametz, he's saying that's what you should do with your friend Shimon's chametz and not sell it, right? The aser lemachro mechira chaluta. It's aser to sell it as a permanent sale. It has to be the type of sale that you sell chametz. You know, you sell your chametz and get the chametz back for Shimon after Pesach. That's what's being said so far. Yeah.
Does this also count if he doesn't lose out on anything? Like if I know, if I have some like insider trading and I take my friend's money and put it into stocks, if I know it's going to go up, give it back, and it gives him money.
That's already different. Shilas. Right now, you just sell it, keep the money, or sell it, okay, and afterwards have the non-Jew give it back, and then you give it back to Shimon. Sif katan yud beis chayiv levaro. So what did he say? If the non-Jew. Sorry, if Reuven did not sell it to a non-Jew, then he has to get rid of it when the time comes that you have to get rid of chametz, even though it's not Reuven's chametz, it's Shimon's chametz, but he has to get rid of it. So he goes as follows. Das Magen Avram, listen to this. The Das of the Magen Avram is, the Imhaya is a wild, wild Magen Avram. Imhaya be'ev shalo l'machro, if Reuven, the Shomer, had the ability to sell it, v'nisatel, and he was lazy, below macharo, and he didn't sell it, and now, because he didn't sell it, he has to now destroy it because it's the time you have to destroy the chametz. Reuven would have to pay Shimon the mea pikado, the money for the chametz that he's watching. Right? The mea pikado and the mafkid, he has to pay back the mafkid, the shomer has to pay back the owner of the chametz. Avshu shomer chinam, even though he's only a shomer chinam on the chametz. A shomer chinam is only what? A shomer chinam is only chayiv for pshiyah. He's negligent. He wasn't negligent. He just didn't go ahead and do what? He just didn't go ahead and sell the chametz and help Shimon out. But how is he negligent? He says because that is negligence. The pshiyah, That's considered pshia. The havei lemochra called him zman isuro. He should have sold it. He could have easily sold it, and he could have sold it. So you know what it's like. It's like if you're watching something, and something is going to get damaged and things like that. So part of your watching it is to, like, you know, do the basic things you need to take care of the object, and you didn't do it. You could have sold it. However, Chok Yaakov mechalek bezeh. Chok Yaakov says no. He's mechalek whether imu shomer chinam or shomer sachar. He says it depends. If he's a shomer chinam, then although he has a chiyuv to do what? To sell it because it's hashavas aveda, so he has a chiyuv to sell it. But if he didn't, he's not going to be liable. Unless what? Unless he was a shomer sachar. If he's a shomer sachar and he didn't sell it, then he has to pay back Shimon. However, now he says, Rov Achronim argue on both of these opinions. And they say, I'll say it outside first, then we'll read it inside. Most Achronim say as follows. Ruvain, the shomer, he was obligated to sell it. Why? Because it's like a Shabbos Aveda for his friend Shimon. But there's no obligation in terms of a shomer. Whether you're a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar, whether you're watching for free or for pay, there's no obligation for you to go ahead and sell it because this guy's going to be losing his chametz. But you have to do it because you have a chiv of a Shabbos Aveda. But because I didn't do a Shabbos Aveda, doesn't make me obligated. For example, let's say I find Lev's object somewhere in the street, and I never picked it up to return it to him. So I was mevatel a mitzvah asay of a Shabbos Aveda, but no one says if I was a bad boy and didn't do the mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda, I have to now pay Lev because I didn't return his object. It was there on the street. I didn't pick it up. I was over in Avera. I was over a los asay and an asay, but I still don't have to pay him. So he says it's the same thing with the shomer. The shomer, in terms of his obligation, he wasn't posheya. There was no obligation in terms of his shmira to go sell it if something was going to happen to it. He had an obligation in terms of Shabbos Aveda. So he was a bad boy. He's going to get patched in Shemayim. He didn't do his mitzvahs. But he's not chayiv to pay. Okay? Obviously, it would be the moral thing to do, but he's not chayiv. So he says, now we're going to read it inside. The rov achronim maskimim. Most achronim, however, argue, and they agree, the bein shomer chinam, who bein shomer sachar, whether he's a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar, he's potter. Ruvel will be potter to pay, from paying. Dezelo nichnaf b'chal shmira. This is not his chiyuv of shmira. Shelo kibo alav, elo l'shmor. His obligation was to watch the chayfetz. It's a chayfetz. Meaning he was obligated to watch the chametz, and he watched the chametz. He was obligated to be shomer the chayfetz, sheyib rishus b'aylov. His obligation was to watch the object in his rishus, and return it intact. Guess what? He returned the chametz intact. It's not worth anything now. It's also b'hanah because it's chametz of Pesach. That's Shimon's problem. Again, it was Ruvain's problem because he had a chiyuv of a Shabbos Aveda. So he's going to get patched in Shemayim because he didn't do his mitzvahs. He did an Aveira, but he's not obligated to pay. Right? Avalo kiva of the machro. He never accepted upon himself to sell it. Sharei adarabah. It's the opposite. The mechira zu motziyah mishus ba'alav. When he sells it, he's doing something that he's not supposed to do as a shomer. You're not supposed to go ahead and sell the object you're watching. You can't go be motzi, take something out of your rishus if you're a shomer. The whole idea of a shomer is you're keeping it for that other person. If you go and sell it, you're not doing your shmira. Again, true, you're supposed to do it because there's a chiyuv shavas aveda, and it's a chus for him for you to do it, but it's not part of your obligations of shmira, for sure not. Beinot tzorach lemachro, that's what he says, you only have to sell it, your obligation to sell it is purely as a Shabbos Aveda. We don't find that a person is obligated. We don't see that someone is obligated to pay if they go ahead and they close their eyes when they see an Aveda. I don't want to go do a Shabbos Aveda. No, he doesn't have to pay. He the mevat element is asay and mitzvah los asay. It's losu chal is salim. You're not allowed to go ahead and it's an Aveira of not returning, it's actually a losaseh of not returning an Aveda, and you're over a mitzvah saseh of Heshavas Aveda. But if you didn't do those mitzvahs, you're over the Aveira, you're over the mitzvah, but you're not obligated to pay for the chametz because that was never part of your chiyuv of Shmira, and there's no chiyuv to pay for a mitzvah of Shavas Aveda that you didn't do. He says, however, miyu, ema chametz hu mimushkan. What happens if the chametz wasn't just stand by a shomer? It was collateral, a malvel was holding onto it as collateral for a loan. Right? Hu mimushkan etzlo. So let's say I'm holding on to, Reuven is holding on to Shimon's chametz. You know why Reuven's holding on to Shimon's chametz? Because Reuven loaned money to Shimon. And now he's holding on to that chametz as collateral. So in that case, Reuven already has more than just Shmira. He now has a mashkon of the chametz of Shimon, where he has like a shtickle kinyan in that chametz. So then he says as follows. Ema chametz hu memushkan etzlo, v'avar shah chamishis. If the chametz is by Reuven as a mashkon, and the fifth hour passes, below Machari, and he didn't sell it. And then, when the time of Isser comes, he's Hukhrach L'Sofro, it's already the sixth hour, now he has to get rid of it. B'zeh Mistavra, there, it's Mistavra that Hifsid Cholvo Akopan. Then it's Mistavra that the Malve, who was holding on to the Chametz as collateral, he'll lose out on his loan that he loaned Shimon. Why? Because now he has the Chametz as collateral for the loan if Shimon doesn't pay up the loan, right? Now Shimon's not paying up the loan. He wants to go and collect the loan from Shimon. Shimon will say, the Chametz is by you. Ah, the Chametz is not worth anything now. That will then be Reuven's problem. That's what he says. G'das ha-magen Avram, because he holds as follows. The das kol mimashkein who, the das of anyone who has a mashkon, who takes a mashkon, bevadai is, shekol zman shelo yachzi lo ha-malva. The das is that as long as the malva does not return the mashkon, shelo yachzi lo ha-malva mashkon, the das of this mashkon deal in the loan was, as long as the malva does not return the collateral, lo yuchal etvo emenechovo. The malva here, Reuven, can't go ahead and claim the loan from Lova if he can't go ahead and produce back the mashkon. Elim kenya malva onus. The only time the malva can then go and claim from the Lova the money if something happens to the mashkon is if he was onus b'avedas ha-mashkon. Let's say there's some ones. So if there's some ones that happens to the mashkon, then he can say, listen, I was holding on to your mashkon. Some ones happened. So now you got to pay me back, and I can't take the mashkon because something happened to your object by me. But barring an ones, in this case, you don't call it an ones. Okay, you then have to go ahead and, you know, suck up the loan, suck up the mashkon loss, and you lose the cash of the loan. The only time the malveh with the mashkon can go ahead and say, I don't have the mashkon, but I still want you to pay up, is in the case of, you go, sheyigzalu mimenu listim. If it was a real ones, not a regular gzela or geneva, but if bandits came and took the mashkon, then he can go and collect it. Here, where it was possible for what? For the malve to go ahead and machro. Reuven could have sold the chametz kodem Pesach. For lo macharo, he didn't sell it. Hare atzluso, his laziness, garma hefsei, that caused the loss of the mashkon. Shenesar bahana, It became asa b'ana, and therefore it's not considered ein ze ones. It's not considered an ones gamor, and therefore the halacha is that Reuven, the malve, the fact that he now has this mashkon of chametz, he cannot go ahead and say, "Oh, your mashkon is not worth anything." He could have sold it, and now he loses the loan. Lova does not have to pay up. Upashit, he says, "Dimachro b'erev Pesach." It's pashit if he sold it on erev Pesach. Afal pisha machro b'zol. Even though he sold it for what? For less than it's worth, then ain't a love klum. Then he does not have any what? Any tainas on him, the love, the ifsedu al love. And the love, in that case, will have to suck up the loss. Meaning as follows. Let's say when the malve sells it, he sells it in the case of where there's a mashkon, he sells it, but he can only sell it because it's so close to Pesach. He can only sell it because the guy is no. I got to do that because there's only 1 hour he can sell it, and I can buy it off him for cheap. So in that case, the lova is going to have to pay up. Why? Because now when he sold it, he was achroi to go ahead and sell it only when in the fifth hour when he can only sell it for much cheaper. So in that case, the lova has to suck up the loss and not the malva. He says miu im amashkon hu ba'en. Now he says something fascinating. What if in the end the Jew didn't sell it, and he didn't do what? He didn't burn it like he was supposed to. He had a chiyuv to burn it. He goes shelo bero amalva lachas manabir v'ishe also arachar pesach. Efshar, it's possible. The yachal omar lo, it's possible. He might be able to say, this is crazy, but he might be able to say, again, he had an obligation to go ahead and do what? He had an obligation to go ahead and burn the chametz. The malve who had the mashkon, Reuven. But he didn't do it. So then it's possible he can say, I'm giving you back your mashkon, because he didn't do what he was supposed to do. But the mashkon's still around. So it's possible he can give him back the chametz, even though it's not worth anything, and say, oh, here's your mashkon back, and now you got to pay back the loan. Even though it's not worth anything. Why? Because this is what's called a chisaron she'en nikerhu, below hifsid chobo. This is what's called a hezek she'en niker. The hefsid was not niker, it's only halachic loss. The chametz is only not worth anything because it's also b'hana. The chametz is still, you know, it's fresh. It's in its wrapper. It's good Entenmann's cake. So therefore, I'm returning him the yetamins. Ah, it's not worth anything because it's asabana, but I still return them it. So therefore, he's saying it's possible. In that case, he'd be able to collect the loan back from the loven. What's interesting is, it shouldn't come to that, because he was obligated, if he didn't sell it, he was obligated, as we say right here, chayiv levaro. If he didn't sell it, Reuven has to actually burn it, because he has a chayiv to get rid of the chametz. And look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat Gimel, he's chayiv to get rid of it, bizmani suro, in the time, and this man, meaning b'shash shishis, he has to burn it. Sifkat Gimel, the afal gav devshash shabal chametz mecharo. It's possible that the bala chametz, meaning Shimon, actually sold it. He didn't know about it, but maybe he sold it to a guy. But makom shehu bechad nedarchei kinyanim. For all he knows, maybe Shimon went ahead and sold the chametz, and now when he's burning it, you know, he didn't have to burn it because Shimon really sold it wherever he was. Still, mikom makom kevin sheyesh kan vaday chametz. Since he has in front of him vaday chametz, and it's a suffix. Whether Mecharo Bala of Lakum, he doesn't know whether Shimon sold it to a non-Jew. The Suffolk Lo Mecharo, maybe he didn't sell it. Therefore, the principle called Ain Suffolk Motzi Midei Vadai. A Suffolk cannot take it out of a Vadai. He has a Vadai Chiv to get rid of the Chametz. Ah, maybe Shimon sold it. He doesn't know that, so he has to still burn it. Afilu Emeinu Chayav Bachriyaso. Interesting halacha. Even if there was no Chiv, even if the Shomer had no responsibility, even for Pshia, and it's just by him. Meaning, even if Reuven is not even a Shomer Chinam, but he has Shimon's Chametz by him, he has to burn Shimon's Chametz. Why? Because I feel in low kibbutz of Shmira Klal. There's no Shmira at all. The Aval Gavdu ain't over Klal, even though he's not over, because he's not even a Shomer on the Chametz. So why am I over on Shimon's Chametz if I have Shimon's Chametz? I don't even have any legal connection to it. Mikomakom Tzarech Levaro, Kedei Shelo Yavar Alav HaMafkid. In order that the Mafkid, Shimon, is not over. Kol Yisrael Reim Zelazeh. The Kol Yisrael Reim Zelazeh. Because Shimon's going to be over. Reuven has an obligation to burn it for him, because he'll be over being in possession of chametz. That's the position of the Bach and the Magen Avraham. The Das Agra, the Gra actually holds delay shalav chiyav min haTorah. He has his own chiyav min haTorah levayir avshal chametz yer shalav. Reuven has a chiyav just by having Jewish chametz by him, even though he doesn't own it. He has his own chiyav to get rid of that chametz. Kevan shal chametz, because the chametz is bebeisel, the famous machlokas Gra and the others who shall Yisrael. The Gra, the Chen Das Hatzlachu Beis Meir, is the famous Shita of the Gra that holds you have to go ahead and destroy Chametz. Get rid of Chametz of another Jew, your own Chi of Bior, of another Jew's Chametz, if it is in your Rishus.